Would you join me, friends, in a moment of silent preparation? We invite you to calm your hearts. What a beautiful morning. Invite you to calm your hearts, everyone, please, in the sanctuary, as we prepare for worship, as we gather together, as we are the light of Christ. And now we join in the gathering song for the month.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, and some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the lonely, the tired and worn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the hopeless, deceived and poor, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light.
We pray that the light of Christ is with us this month. As you see, we're doing it a little differently with the gathering song. We pray that our light would always shine and that we would go out from this place, lighting our world. Good morning. Welcome to worship here at the Black Rock Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Brandon Grady. For those visiting, we're so glad to have you here. I've talked to one of you, and we want you to feel God's presence and feel enfolded into the arms of the Lord. We'd invite everyone to please sign the attendance pads at the end of the pews. We'd ask you to do that to help us keep a record of who's here. Thank you. All right, I just have a couple of announcements this morning. I want to highlight the Vacation Bible School Ministry. They have put out a request next Sunday after church. Next Sunday, they would like people to help put up decorations. So if you can stay for that, we would really appreciate your help with that. And the work will go quicker. You know what they say, the more hands, the quicker the work. So we appreciate everyone's help with that. All right, and then I'll just ask us before our announcement, if we have a couple more announcements that people have, could you please turn to your insert? You have an insert, I believe, in the bulletin. We're going to go over this 10,000 Reasons. It's a new song. Is it in your insert? Yes? No, it is not in inserts. Thank you. So we're going to review. Sound folks, it should be on the screen there. It's the response song today after the prayer. I'd like to sing through it just because we don't really know it. We don't sing it as a congregation a whole lot. We've sung it in choirs. So could we review that real quick? Robin will play our melody for us. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship his holy name. And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. And then the refrain is again, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And that'll be where we'll end it. Thank you. Okay, that will be what I have. We thank Carl for being our worship leader, and we have a couple other announcements here, Carl, I believe.
If anybody has any announcements, I don't have any. I think Sharon has one. I don't know if anybody else does.
I believe Sharon has one and Paul has one. At least I thought.
Good morning, I'm Sharon Myers, and I am here to remind folks that it's Bible school coming up, and we have an adult service project that we will do during Bible school. If you are interested in sewing cloth bags for the school kits, give me a call. We have people to cut fabric, and we need sewers. So if you can either sew here or at home, give me a call. I got talked to one person this morning who said, I can help, but my sewing machine is just too heavy to bring. So let me know, I'll have work for you. Thank you.
Good morning. If you wanna come to my house, I have work for you too. I'm not Carrie, as you can see, but she usually says, if you have a cell phone, please turn it off or put it in airplane mode. I don't have one. I don't know how to do that, so have fun. I'm here on behalf of the Vision Team. At the last vision meeting, the determination was made amongst the group that we would like to implement a plan over the next month or so going forward. Therefore, the information collected at this point for the three areas targeted by you, the congregation, collected by the vision team, will now be worked through by a smaller portion of that team. Those three areas are community outreach, children and youth ministries, and Bible study program. We want to thank you for all the input that you gave us. You gave us sometimes brutally honest information, and that's what we wanted. That's why we asked for it anonymously. I personally have found in the past if you ask for anonymous, you get probably what you don't want. If you ask for names, you usually don't get anything. So thank you for your insight, for your honesty, and you made our job a little easier. So in the next couple, 3 months, you'll have some kind of a plan going forward. All right, thank you.
But I also want to thank the vision team for their work, and just to encourage everybody in this, just be patient with us. They're working through it. Their work is amazing. I wish all of you could be in the room to see those discussions take place. So even if you don't see them or hear about much, we are working, and making a plan just may take a little more time. Please be patient, but also be praying for God to work. Thank you very much, and I will just also ask our graduates who we're recognizing this week, would you please raise your hand? We're just so blessed to have you in attendance, and we're looking forward to celebrating with you in our service today. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Thank you, Carl.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship. How many are your works, Lord?
In wisdom you made them all.
The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small.
All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time.
When you give it to them, they gather it up.
When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things.
When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
Let us sing to the Lord all our life.
Let us sing praise to our God as long as we live. Please join in singing opening hymn number 48. I'm not sure which verses we're singing.
All creatures of our God and King, we will sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 7.
Okay, thank you.
1, 2, 3, and 7. Would you please stand?
so masterful and bright, that givest all both truth and light. Oh, sing ye, oh, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Last verse.
Let please the Creator bless and worship God in humbleness. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, sing ye, oh, sing ye, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come to your house this morning to offer you praise and glory. Thank you for creating one such as us that we might navigate this world you've so richly granted us. Open us now to your true knowledge, and every day show us a renewed wisdom so that we can further learn about others and you. Educate us, bring us to new insights and understanding, so that one day through that faithful preparation, we will enjoy a life with you forever more fully. Amen.
Would you remain standing and sing the response? We'll have our chord, and here we go.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I'll worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. O my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
Thank you. You may be seated. What a joy to recognize our graduates, and now our Christian Ed team will guide us through this honor.
Good morning. Graduates, if you're here, when your name is called, could you please come forward? Elena Biddle, she is the daughter of Jim and Terry Biddle. She graduated from Southwestern School District on May 31st. She plans to attend Rochester Institute of Technology, where she will major in journalism and minor in photography. Ashley Gwynn, daughter of Eric and Angela Gwynn, granddaughter of Ellis and Darlene Myers, graduated from Susquehannock High School. Ashley plans to attend Hack of York for 2 years and York College for another 2 years to study nursing. Noah Herring, son of Lynn Herring, graduated from Pennsylvania College of Technology on May 18th with a Bachelor of Science in Building Science and Sustainable Design. He will be attending graduate school at the University of Maryland. Zachary Osborne, son of Nate and Beth Osborne, graduated from Penn State University in December with a degree of Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. Currently, he's working as a software engineer with Law IQ based out of Washington, D.C. I have a little speech for the graduates. Time really went fast. Now you're an adult. And you've learned a lot of things over the past few years. But I'm going to recap some of the important ones. Always be kind. Throw kindness around like confetti. Say something nice to someone you meet on the street. You may be the only person who was nice to them that day. Now that you're adult, don't worry that everything is in order. I know my life is not in order, and I have 25 years of being an adult. It's part of life. Remember to pray. God is there for you all the time. Put your worries on his doorstep. He's going to be up all night. You don't need to be. And always remember your family. They love you no matter what. My parents still love me, even though I wrecked about 8 cars in my lifetime. They still love me. Plus, they will give you money if you ask them. Just remember to say, and I love you, you're great. But most of all, congratulations on your hard work, and good luck in your future plans. Thank you.
Graduates, if you would stay there for just a second. We want to thank God for your wisdom that you now can impart to the world. Share your story, share who you are, and all you've got. We won't ask you to make speeches unless somebody is chomping at the bit to do it. Look, we thank God for you and for the chance to honor you. And we pray God's blessing on your journey. Would you join us in prayer, everybody? Gracious Lord, thank you for these people and for many more that have graduated this year. Thank you for their story. Thank you for the love you put in them that now allow them to go out and ingrain their story more into your world. Help them make it just a little brighter by the knowledge you've given them. Now give them the action to put your knowledge in them and into a world in need. Knowledge and action is awesome. Knowing's one thing, but doing's another. Let us, Lord, together work for your glory with what we've been given. Amen. One more time, friends. Thank you, everybody. Well, what a joy it is to have our graduates here this morning. And really, life's a big graduation, isn't it? We're always changing, always moving forward, until we reach the greatest graduation of all, to be with our Heavenly Father. We come to the time of sharing, when I'd invite you to share what you have with the congregation at this time. Please share your name and your prayer, and please share your name. Microphone will be brought to you. Am I not hearing much?
I'm Christine Schaefer.
Thank you, Randy.
I had some joys recently. My niece, Lauren Smiley, graduated from York College with a degree in nursing. And then my nephew, Cody, he went to HAC for something with computers. My other niece, Bailey, graduated high school from DeLone Catholic, and my nephew, Joshua, graduated from high school. He was homeschooled all 13 years.
Now, Christine, did you give them that same speech you just gave us here?
No.
Oh, no? I'm guessing it's not the same. It's different when it's family, isn't it? It's good. Thank you. Good to have graduates in the family. What else? We want to remember Esther Miller's family. We had the privilege of celebrating her life here yesterday. Okay, am I hearing nothing else? All righty, thank you. Shall we join together, friends, in our call to prayer? Teach me, O Lord. And I'll just remind you as we do this, the yellow prayer cards are always available for you to fill out for the office. We want the God to teach us the way of truth. Let's sing. Verse 1. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and let me not be moved, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart. Lord of life, thank you for graduates. Thank you for the ultimate graduation. Your spirit is with us. Thank you for the knowledge and action meeting together that we might know of your love and share it with the world so that they may graduate into a greater knowledge of you. Lord, help us in all we do. Share your love and your truth and your gospel so that the gift of your salvation may be known. God, we pray for our leaders. We pray for those struggling. We pray for those facing transitions of whatever kind. We pray for people we don't often pray for. Folks that we find different. Forgive us for not having an accepting heart. Open us to your judgment of truth, that we might graduate judgment to love. Instill in us your strength, that because you made us better, we may be able to make others better too, through what we do and say. May it only be through your knowledge and action planted in us. And now we pray the prayer you taught us long ago as we face the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, Ben, you can see. Now it's hard to the pitch. You came into the world as a tiny child, small and unassuming.
From your first conscious thought, you knew Calvary was before you looming.
You knew who you were, what you would do, why you had been sent to this place to face the cross. Never turn away. The salvation of the world hangs in the balance. You must face the cross, follow and obey. Knowing God will make a way for you to face the cross. Mary, on Golgotha's hill, mourning every wound, broken-hearted crying. You can't believe your eyes, cannot bear to see your Son and Savior dying. You heard his first word, held him in your arms. Now you pray to heaven for grace to face the cross, never turn away. The salvation of the world hangs in the balance. You must face the cross, follow and obey, knowing God will make a way for you to face the cross. How hard it is to look upon that dying form, to resist the urge to run for cover from the storm. But each of us is free to choose to turn away or to stay and embrace the cross. Stand and face the cross. The salvation of the world hangs in the balance. Stand and face the cross. Never turn away. Follow and obey. Knowing God will make a way for you to face the cross. Face the cross, face the cross.
As we benefit from your work every day, Lord, help us be excited about working for and with you as we live. Children age 5 through 6th grade may leave for Children's Church with Jeannie Wah this morning, and the ushers will now wait on us. Are greater than our ways, your thoughts higher than our thoughts. Open us to your perfect plans so that we might know for sure you have us taken care of. Use what we've given to make your wisdom just a little more widespread on this earth. Amen. You may be seated.
I'll be reading from John 14, verses